This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thank you for getting connected to eBay. This is Ethan. How can I help you?
Yeah, I've just had a message on that there's an additional cost on something, $200.
As I can check in my database, sir, yesterday there was an order. And the order is a mobile phone, which cost around $300.
I didn't order a mobile phone.
Okay. Let me check, sir. And what was the last time? Yes, sir. I got your concern. What was the last time you had did online shopping?
Probably about 4 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago. All right. So what I'm going to do is, sir, I'm going to connect you to the secure server first of all, so we can check what is happening wrong. So according to that, we can provide you the security, okay? Because we had found some unknown unauthorized access, okay, from where the account has been accessed. So there can be a possibility might somebody is trying to misuse with your personal details, okay?
Yeah.
So the mobile phone which you are using, it's an Android or it's an Apple?
No, it's a Samsung.
Samsung, okay. Do one thing, put me on a speaker and there will be an application that is called Play Store. Open it up. Play Store.
An application called what?
A Play Store, sir. Play Store.
Play Store.
Yes, Play Store. If you are getting problem, let me know. I will help you.
I've got App Store.
App Store. You are using an iPhone?
No, I think it's an iPhone. It's a Samsung.
Okay, then it's App Store. Open up the
Play Store. I've got Play Store. Mm-hmm. I'm opening it.
Okay, open it up.
Yep.
Now at very top, can you see there is a magnifying glass symbol to search?
Yep.
Click on the magnifying glass symbol and type it over there. I will spell it out for you one by one, okay?
Yep.
A for alpha, A.
I?
Yes, sir. A for alpha.
Yep.
Then N for November, N.
Yep.
Then Y for Yankee. Y.
Yep.
Then D for David. D.
Yep.
Then E for Echo. E.
Is this called any desk app?
Exactly. Click on any desk.
Yep.
Okay. Now, what you can see? Can you see any desk, remote, desktop, a red color icon?
No, what it's got is install.
Okay, and the application color is red, right? It's a red color application.
There's a red application on the left hand side.
Exactly. Like, click on install.
Square that's sitting on a point with an arrow.
Exactly, exactly. Click on install.
On install?
Install, install.
Yeah.
Once you will see open, just let me know. It's installing, sir?
Yeah, it's installing now.
Okay.
Open it?
Yes, sir. Click on open.
So, privacy statement, we're at any desk here without your privacy.
I will guide you. Click on OK.
Okay.
Now what you can do?
KLMS agent.
Agree and continue. Now what
plug
you can
do? Plugin available for control device remotely.
Click on install or OK. Any positive option.
Okay, I've done that. Now it's gone back to the button.
Okay. Can you see install?
Yep.
Click on install. Yes, sir. Once you will see uninstall. Once you will see uninstall, don't click on uninstall, okay? Just let me know that you can see uninstall.
I can see uninstall.
Okay, that's lovely. Now do one thing, go back. Go to the back page. Click uninstall. Yeah, go back. Just go back.
Yeah, so now it's got plug activation.
Option, tell me the option.
Cancel or okay.
Click on cancel.
Tutorial, you can avoid the tutorial by touching.
Click anywhere on the screen, it will get skipped. Click anywhere on the screen.
Yes. And now it's got any desk, your address. So then
tell me
the number.
Slowly, one by one.
Yes. 3, 3, 5.
Uh-huh.
585.
Okay.
7790. And then it says set password.
Oh, hold on. Sorry. It's 335-585-7790.
No, 790.
Okay,
so
go ahead.
Yeah. So the number is 335-585-790.
That's lovely. Okay. Now just below that numbers, can you see it's written set password?
Yep.
Click on set password once. Done?
Yep.
Okay, once you click on set password, the first thing at very top you can see over there is security, right?
No, it says interactive access.
Yes, just above interactive.
Security, yes.
Okay, now I will guide you. Now just below security, it says interactive access, right?
Yep.
And just below interactive access, there are three options, right?
Yes.
And just below that three options, it's written permissions, right?
Yep.
And just below permissions, there are three options which are highlighted and two options which are not highlighted, correct?
There are three that are highlighted, two that are not.
Exactly. And just below it says enable previous session profiles, right?
That's correct.
Lovely. And just below it says clear previous session profiles, right?
Yes.
That's lovely. And just below it says permission profiles, correct?
That's correct.
Click on permission profiles once. Once you're done, click on the third option which says full access, 1.
Yep.
Done. Okay. Now, once you click on full access, can you see it's written profile enabled and there is a checkbox which is checked, correct?
You've got profile enabled, which is checked, and then you've got enable unattended access. That's unchecked.
Unchecked. Click on that unchecked box, which is unchecked.
Okay. It says this password. It says set password.
Set password. I'm going to provide you a secure password. Don't share this password to any of the third person. It's only for you, okay? This is the server password. Now type it over there. Now keep that in mind. All the letters will be in the uppercase, okay? All the letters will be in the capital letters. Okay, sir? I will provide you.
How come I'm using a password?
Mm-hmm.
From somebody else. Isn't that going to give somebody else access?
No. This is the server password, sir. This is only the server password. Okay. So don't worry about anything. All right. You will get a notification on your mobile phone. That's from the secure server. Okay. So don't worry.
Okay.
Now, the first letter will be E. E for echo. E, capital letter. E.
Yes.
Then B for Barcelona, B, capital letter, B.
Yep.
Then A for Alpha, A, capital letter, A.
Yes.
Then Y for Yankee, Y, capital letter, Y.
Yep.
Now from the numbers, number 1.
Yep.
Number 5.
Yes.
Number 1.
Yes.
Number 7.
Yes.
Now just below, can you see it's written cancel and OK? Click on OK.
Yes. I've gone back to the permission profile.
Okay, now just beyond the line. Now you will get an option as start now, okay? And you will get a notification from the secure server automatically. All right. So just
on the security warning.
Hold on. It will get skipped. Now, can you see start now? Click on start now.
Exposing. It's come up. Exposing sensitive in. While recording or catching any desk can catch a.
Start now on the positive option.
Yeah, I've gone. I've said start now and it's permission profile.
Lovely. Now click on close. Click on close.
Yes.
Click on close once again.
Yes.
Now top left hand side corner. Can you see there is a back arrow to go back?
On the security, behind the security, yes.
Exactly.
So you want me to Okay,
yes,
now it's got secure server is now viewing your desk.
Lovely. You have been successfully connected to the secure server. All right. Now do one thing. Just have a look on down bottom on the taskbar. Can you see there is a circle, the home button to go back to the main screen? The home button.
It does. So I've got the any desk plug and play.
Not that one. I will guide you. Okay. Can you see the three bars down below, the three bars?
Yes.
And just below the three bars, can you see there is a circle? Click on the circle one, the middle one.
Oh, the home, yes. Okay, so home. Back to my home page.
That's lovely. That is the home page. Okay. Now, as I told you that yesterday there was a transaction of 299.99, right? From the
account. All right. Now, let me tell you one thing. Two unknown locations has been found over the network. One location is coming from South Africa. Second location is coming from Nigeria. So have you ever been to those countries in the past, like for business or for travel?
No.
No. Okay. And apart from these two countries, have you ever been to any other country?
I've been to Germany, but that was 25 years ago.
Okay. All right. And have you ever connected your mobile phone in public Wi-Fi in the past, like airport Wi-Fis or public Wi-Fis?
No. We use the Wi-Fi at camp because I work FIFO and the Wi-Fi on the work site.
Okay, all right. Because there can be a possibility, might if you are having hacking issues, what people generally do is they use airport Wi-Fi, right? And that is the open platform which allows hackers to get into the network, but not an issue. Now, let me tell you one thing, that yesterday there was a transaction of 299.99 which has been held from our end. But today also, there is one more transaction which has been tried to done around 9 p.m. Okay, so do you have any idea, like have you tried to do any transaction of 99 today?
No.
$99? No. Okay. So do one thing, sir. As the both of the transaction has been hold from our end, but for your safety, just do one thing. Check your statement and let me know. Do you find any transaction of 299 or 99 on your accounts or not? It's appear on your accounts or not? Just let me know.
Yeah, I'll have to log into my bank account.
Take your time. No need to say anything over the phone to me. Just check it. And let me know. I'm holding the line for you, okay?
Yeah, so if I log in now, they can see how I log into my bank, can't they?
No. Nobody can see, okay? Because this call is being recorded for training and quality purpose. Nobody can see. Just check it from your end and let me know. I'm holding a line for you.
Okay, it looks like the NAB is shut down at the moment, so I'm unable to open it. I opened it, but I can't see the transaction history.
Okay, like the server is busy, you can refresh and try.
Okay, there's been no deductions for $99.
Okay, all right, not an issue. And check another amount of $199 of yesterday date.
Yesterday. So nothing's come through for $199.
Okay, not an issue. You can come out of it.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Now, do one thing. Just let me know that, like, apart from this mobile phone, do you have any other device, like computer or laptop at your place?
I just use a company computer at work.
Okay, at work, right. Okay, not an issue.
Yeah, they've got pretty high security, so, yeah.
Okay, not an issue. So, just be on the line, okay? What I'm going to do is, I'm going to have some word with the senior engineer, all right? So, we can check what is, what we can do for you, okay? So, meanwhile, do one thing, sir, open up Google. I just got
Google.
One update. Yeah, open up Google.
Yeah.
Now, at very top on the search, click on the search panel, V for Victoria, V.
Yep.
A for Alpha, A.
Yes.
L for London, L.
Yep.
I for Indiana, I.
Yes.
D for David, D.
Yes.
A for Alpha, A.
Yes.
T for Tango, T.
T?
Yeah, T for Tina,
yes.
Tango. O for
yes.
Oscar, O.
Yes.
Then R for Robert, R.
Alright, okay.
Now click on search.
Validator.w3.org.
Hold on. You have to click on the W3C Markup Validation Service, the first option. The W3C Markup Validation Service.
The W3C Markup Validation Service?
Exactly, yes, sir. And what was the last time you had did online shopping, sir, from your end?
On the phone, I don't know. It was a while ago.
Okay, all right. Not an issue. So, on the, this is a server website. Okay, from here, we are going to check if there are like your online shopping has been affected by online hackers or not. If it is it has been affected, then how it has been affected. Okay, so can you see there is a white long panel to type something?
The address?
Yes, sir. Click on it.
Yeah.
All the letters will be in the lowercase. Okay, type it over there. All the letters will be in the lowercase. Small.
Okay.
www.onlineshopping.com.
Online yep.
So then click on check. You will get an option that called check. Click on check.
Sorry, this document cannot be checked.
Okay, can you see something as errors, blocking, validation, something like this? Errors, blocking, validation.
Error, blocking, validation, yes.
Okay, now that means the hacker which has been found on your network, they had been blocking the validation too. Okay, not an issue. Do one thing, go back. Go to the back page.
Yep.
And apart from shopping, do you do emails, sending mails or receiving mails?
Yeah, sometimes to my sister and other people off my phone, yeah.
Okay. So, make sure, have you done the right thing, like onlineshopping.com? Check. There will be no mistake over there.
Yeah, so it's www.onlineshopping.com. Oh, hang on. No. I missed an S.
Okay.
Okay, sorry, I'll try checking that again. No, it still comes up with errors blocking validation.
Not an issue. Go back. Go to the back page. Now, delete onlineshopping.com from there and type it over there, www.email.com. All will be in the small letters. All the letters will be in the lowercase.
So, www.email.
Yes, sir. Email.com.
And press check.
Yes, sir. Click on check.
Okay, so it went email secure, and then this tool is an ongoing experiment.
Okay, no need to read out. Scroll down the page and tell me, do you find any error, red errors or yellow warning or not in your email part? Red errors?
Bad value.
No need to read out the whole line. Tell me how many errors and warning you can see over there, the total number.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
6, right. Okay. Just hold the line. So that means 6 times they have been trying to misuse with your email also. Okay. And you told me that you and your sister use the email, correct?
Yeah, or I send emails to my sister, or I send emails to work.
Mm-hmm. Not an issue. Now do one thing. How many total number of error you and warning you can see, sir? Tell me so I can update.
There were 6 error, and there's 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, and there's 5 warnings.
Okay, all right, not an issue. Now do one thing, go back, go to the back page.
Yes.
Now delete email.com from there.
Yep.
Okay, now generally you do online shopping, you do particular from any particular one shopping site or different shopping site?
No, there's quite a few of them.
Quite few of them. Like one shopping site which you use generally mostly like each and every time?
No, not really, because I do a search if I'm buying a certain item.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so.
Okay, like Amazon or eBay. Did you use any Amazon or eBay?
I have used eBay, but not that much. It's been more like the online shops for aquaponics or that.
Okay, all right. Because the two unknown location which has been found over the network, what hackers have done is, from two different location, they were also trying to do the transaction. Okay, this is the main concern. And what they are trying to do is they are using your identity, not for only any kind of shoppings, like for doing any kind of competing the addresses, removing the addresses also. So this is not good, something happening on your internet line. Okay, but not an issue. What I had already done is I had already passed this case to the senior technical team, okay, to the anti-hacking team who is working on your case right now. All right. So apart from email and shopping, you also do online banking, correct? From the same mobile and same internet?
That's correct.
Okay, so type it over there, www.onlinebanking.com. All will be in the lowercase. Then click on check.
Sorry, this document cannot be checked.
Okay, and can you see something as errors blocking validation?
Jump to errors blocking validation.
Okay, go back, go to the back page.
Yep.
So when you try to check the online banking status and the shopping status, we found errors blocking validation, right? So make sure you are type it right, sir.
Okay.
If you will get same error with blocking validation, then let me know. Or if you will find any kind of error.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's coming up with error, bad value, info.
Okay, tell me the total number of error and warning. Total number of error and warning. You done, sir?
29 errors.
29 errors. Okay. That means more than 29 times hackers has been trying to get into your online banking status also. Okay. So you can see the status in front of your eyes. You can see that, right? Errors and warnings. Now,
yeah.
Whenever a professional hacker is trying to get into your personal identities, okay, at that moment of time, the server generates this type of errors and warnings. But what hackers are doing is they are just trying to hide all these kinds of errors and warnings, so you will not get to know about them, okay? But not an issue. Okay, now do one thing. Come out of Google.
Okay. Close Google.
Yeah. Now do one thing. Open up any desk application from your mobile phone. Any desk which you have downloaded.
Sorry, I don't understand. What's any desk?
You have downloaded one server application, right? Okay, click on Play Store. Click on Play Store.
Yeah.
Now on the search, type it over there, any desk.
Yes. And I
go open. Yes.
Yep.
Okay, now just be on the line, okay? Now just be on the line. What I'm going to do is you are still on the AnyDesk, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Now what I'm going to do is, sir, I'm going to pass this case to the senior department. Okay, I'm going to transfer this call to NCA anti-fraud department right now, okay? Because more than 3 to 4 hackers has been found on your network. So just be on the line for a few sec. One of the senior representative is going to have some word with you. It was lovely talking with you, sir. Be on the line.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, yes, sir. This is Ron Davis from the NCNT Fraud Department. How are you doing today?
Yeah, good until all this started.
All right. And I do believe that the previous colleague whom you were speaking before from the eBay was polite to you and tried to explain you each and everything regarding this call, right?
Yep.
Okay. So what we have just found, there will be near about 6 to 7 foreign addresses which has been getting registered to the different platform where your details, your personal information has been misused. And what the hackers are do, they are just stealing your information and try to registering with your information in the various platform where they are just misusing your details and just simply like ordered something or purchasing something. Understand?
Yes.
And as you just validate your email, your shopping, your banking is not fully protected. So that's why we have just found there will be a charge has been made from your NAV account ending with 2054. Okay. So first of all, let me just connect you to the NCA security department so that I can just help you to look all the things and helping you to improvising the security and canceling the charges. Understand?
Yes.
Yeah. So right now onto the mobile phone, what you can see right now?
Any debt, your address.
Your address. And do you see the number? It's 33558-5790.
Yes.
Okay. So wait for a second. Once you see any options coming up, call start now. Simply press on start now. Let me just check. No, wait. Now, do you see any option call start now?
Yes. This is it.
Press on start now. Yeah, press on start now.
Yeah, it says any desk can catch any sensitive information that is displayed on the screen or played from your device, including sensitive information. So all these passwords.
The sorry.
So who am I giving access to by pressing start?
You're not. You are just getting connected yourself to the NCA department, to the server. You're not sharing your details to anybody. You know that this call has been recorded to the quality and training purpose. Now, do you see any notification like connection established, NCA crime agency like that, National Crime Agency?
Yeah, so National Crime Agency, yes.
Yeah. So you are connected to the security server. You're not providing your details to anybody, okay? Because you know that this call has been recorded for the quality and training purpose. That's why you have pressed the start now, because it will be recorded, okay, for the evidence. So you press the home button. Yeah. Now, once you go to your home screen, just do let me know. Do you press the home button?
Yeah.
The square button from, yeah. Lovely. Now, I just want to just simply confirming you some of the information has been misused. So you open up the Play Store, sir. You open up the Play Store.
Yes.
Now, once you open up the Play Store, look at the left-hand side, very top corner. Do you see the back arrow? There will be the back arrow.
Yes.
Click on the back arrow.
Yes.
Now, once you click on the back arrow, look at the right-hand side top corner. Do you see the first letter of your name is showing you?
Yes.
Click on that. And I'm just confirming you the details which has been registered with the eBay, with the PayPal or the Zip, this kinds of platform. The account holder name will be Mr. Peter Lambeck, is it correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, and they have just utilized your email, which we have just found on the different platform, will be peterlambeck53@gmail.com.
That's not my email.
So whose email it is?
That could be one of my very old emails that I probably haven't. Yeah.
Okay. And there will be some of the different things has also getting registered over there. So you press the home button.
Yes.
Now, once you press the home button, you just simply log into your email. Your normal email, your primary email, which you normally use, your Outlook email.
Yep.
Have you logged in? Now look at the left hand side top corner. There will be the circle like that on the Outlook. Do you see any circle at the top?
Yes.
Left hand top corner. Yeah, click on that.
Yes.
Okay. Now apart from the old email, there will be another email is also getting registered, which I am just confirming you. Okay. I guess it is your like your permanent and your primary email, which is peter.lembach@hotmail.com. Is that email you normally use? Yeah.
Yes.
So you need to understand, there will be like this information, there will be a lots of information has been getting registered with the various platforms where your details has been misused. Understand? So that is the basic reason. We need to just simply verify all the things and try to just simply deceive those IP addresses from where it has